And here at the Vatican today, Pope Benedict XVI gave his assent to the canonical election of the Synod of Bishops of the Chaldean Church of Father Emil Shemun Nona, who is now to become the Archbishop of Mosul of the Chaldeans. Charity belongs to the nature of the Church. This is the message Pope Benedict gave to Cor Unum on Friday, which is currently holding its plenary assembly. Emer McCarthy has this report.
Cor Unum exists to help distribute the charitable gifts of the Holy Father. Pope Benedict said those involved in the charitable work carry out a mission with two aspects: the proclamation of the gospel and the attention to the heart of a person, and the environment in which he lives. He said the Church cannot ignore the concrete conditions in which a person lives when she is proclaiming the gospel. The Holy Father said two recent ecclesial events have highlighted this: the recent encyclical Caritas in Veritate and the Special Assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops.
In questa ottica va considerato l'impegno della Chiesa per lo sviluppo di una società più giusta, nella quale siano riconosciuti e rispettati tutti i diritti degli individui e dei popoli.
The Pope emphasized the point of his encyclical, saying the witness of the love of Christ through works of justice, peace and development is part of evangelization, because Jesus Christ, who loves us, cares about the whole person. He said the Church cannot remain on the margins in the promotion of justice and working for human rights. But Pope Benedict points out anyone who manages initiatives and charities in ecclesial bodies can have only one primary goal: to know and experience the merciful face of God, because God's love is the true answer to the deepest longings of the human heart. He says Christians know they are called to serve and love the world without being the world, and that is the path they must follow if they want to follow the logic of the gospel. I'm Emer McCarthy.